New dueling between Donald Trump and Jeb Bush, with Bush heading to the Mexican border like Trump, but with a distinctly different message on immigration. And the fight on the Democratic side could be getting more interesting as Vice President Biden appears to be edging closer to challenging Hillary Clinton. ABC's John Carl tracking it all. Good morning, John.
Good morning, George. The war of words between Jeb Bush and Donald Trump has grown increasingly intense and personal, and now Bush has gone all the way to the Mexican border to challenge Trump on immigration.
Jeb Bush is playing follow the leader. After GOP frontrunner Donald Trump stormed the Texas border last month,
here we go.
Bush headed Monday to the border town of McAllen, Texas, but he had a very different message.
The proposal made by another candidate of building a fence doesn't work. You have to have a much deeper strategy than just building a fence.
Bush took on Trump's proposal to deport all undocumented immigrants currently in the U.S. before letting some of them back in.
The simple fact is that his proposal is unrealistic. It will cost hundreds of billions of dollars. It will violate people's civil liberties.
But Donald, who heads to Iowa today, wasn't backing down on Fox News last night.
We have illegal people that came in illegally. You tell me about civil liberties. We have to get them out. And some of these people are causing tremendous problems.
Hi, how are you?
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, as Joe Biden seems to be tilting closer to his own presidential run, the White House seemed to give the vice president a boost.
The president has indicated his view that the decision that he made to add Joe Biden to the ticket as his running mate was the smartest decision that he had ever made in politics.
While many Democrats close to Biden think he will run, I've got to tell you, George, the view from the West Wing is different. I've spoken to several of President Obama's top advisors on this, and none of them believe that Joe Biden will ultimately decide to jump in the race.
And of course, this is such a personal decision, only he knows right now. And John, meanwhile, Donald Trump, we showed those dueling with Jeb Bush. He also took to Twitter last night with another nemesis.
That's right, Megyn Kelly of Fox News, who he seemed to have kind of made up with. Look at this last night during her show tweeting, "I like the Kelly file much better without Megyn Kelly," and then another tweet saying Megyn Kelly must have had a terrible vacation. She is really off her game. And George, he also went about retweeting several other much nastier tweets, including one calling her a bimbo. Oh. I guess one good thing for Megyn Kelly is at least Trump was watching the show.